Hey, what's going on, Cultivated Community? Just wanted to give a brief follow-up to the Hall of Flowers event. Kind of do a quick run-through of all the samples and products that we saw and brought home. But again, it's a great experience. Just wanted to kind of showcase some of these items, but let's get into it. Marco, what do we got?
Cool, man. Man, they really hooked us up. You know, a lot of hats out there, a lot of really great t-shirts, scored a ton of them. This one right here is from Can Analysis. Lab out of California. Obviously, they can do all your testing needs. Got some killer products. Got these vape cartridges from Select. There's a watermelon. There's also a gelato. It's awesome. Their product. They're doing a lot of stuff with tech, integrating it into their vape pens. Sync right up with your Samsung or your iPhone. Let you know when you're out when you need more. Goes to a dispensary, and it actually will ping you and get you a discount. So we'll get you in there and let you know it's time to fill up, just like when your gas tank's getting low.
That's awesome. Yeah, their technology is definitely going to be something that a lot of retail storefronts are going to be able to utilize and help them promote some businesses and specials and all that. Really cool on the geofencing side. Let me just browse through some of these really sick hats. I love the branding that everyone's putting into their companies, and there it is, Cultivated. It just shows that, you know, we care. There's companies out there that are really doing the right thing. Putting their passion and emotion into their brand is such a huge movement. I think the biggest thing that that I got out of the Gary Vee keynote was the fact that every company is unique, right? I think that when we talk about every company building their brand, we are all unique in that essential. So. As we go through and really start cultivating relationships and really just understanding where we sit in this whole branding perspective, I think that's really going to come through a lot of the merch, but yeah. Also the way we engage with others. So,
right. You know, something to call out right now that I didn't really see. And when we're talking about branding, I was this whole time, branding has been on my brain. I'm like, man, what's the hole? What are we missing? So Instagram, we're all on Instagram. Instagram's hot. People are doing business across Instagram. I talk to people at the show. They're like, just hit me up on my Instagram. I don't do email. Well, here's the thing. All of this merch that we have here, not one piece of merch has their Instagram ID on it. Like, you need to put that. I've got all these cards. All these cards. And I think I've got my Instagram on there. But the... none of them have any Instagram on them. So get your Instagram on your cards, get it on your products. It'd be killer if, you know, some of these hats are totally awesome. You know, what if we just put it on the side right here? Just boom, you know, hit your Instagram ID. I want to call it this one. This is Fog City Farms. Dude, beautiful hat, you know, potential lifestyle brand. Gorgeous. But you know what? I had to look up to see who you were. Because there wasn't anything on there that said Fog City. So Fog City Farms, let's do that, because you have a fucking beautiful logo and your flower was on point.
Cool. Let's talk about some of these products. I actually got a chance to try the Dosies the other night before I went to bed, and oh my goodness, delicious, great flavor. And yeah, I mean, I slept like a baby, but you know, a lot of great products out here. I'm gonna do a quick pan over. We got a lot of pre-rolls. I see, quite a few pre-rolls out there, and, you know, how do you separate yourself from the pack? I mean, there's a lot of companies like, check this one out. This one is from Lowell Smokes. Beautiful packaging. Sorry for the focus. It's autofocus there.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful glass package, but, you know, they put thought in this. Really nice.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I want to talk a little bit about Pistol, too, man. This flower was sensational. So it's a little 2 gram trade sample that we got out there. This is super glue. Fucking off the hook.
Open it up. Let's check it out.
Yeah, exactly what we hoped for.
So beautiful. Let me zoom in a little bit on there. Looks good. It smells great.
Yeah, I think we already finished the Mendo breath, so I can't show you that. So, you know, something else I want to talk about too is, you know, just a lot of creativity out there and like, you know, giveaways. Post Malone was out there. This little travel pack right here. It's a little travel grinder, but it's all like airtight and everything. So it's nice, you know, carry your stuff with you, you know, throw it in your bag, whatever. No one's going to smell it at the airport. Got this from Pistol Point. It's also a smell-proof container.
Open that up. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
See what that's about.
It's basically like a mason jar that seals up super tight. It's got a little Bovita pack in it. Came with a little Bovita pack.
Nice.
Keep your shit moist.
Very creative. Love it. It's very functional too.
Yeah.
What else? What other products out here stood out, Mark?
You know what? I'm looking forward to getting into these Hot Pox. You know, these also. I talked to Toby from Intelligent Rebel Lion, and just super cool guy. He was all about, you know, love everything, not trying to be just one thing, but being many. He was super cool. We did a live chat, I think, with him at some point on my Instagram. Some of the things I like to see too is there are people getting creative with the CBD. So Shane's Tea, they're dropping, I believe, next month. Hopefully we can get them into some dispensaries in NorCal. Ease, if you're listening to this, man, I would buy this stuff.
Where you at, Jimmy G? Put it in.
These guys were totally awesome. Himalaya, they hooked us up, man. Their vape pen cartridges, always on point. Great smoke, super smooth. Excellent hardware. I really like what they're doing with their one-to-one CBD stuff. Their team, you can tell, they're in it because they love this. They don't just love the industry, but they fucking love the herb, you know, and they love what it's doing medically for the people who need it medically. So it was good talking with them, seeing them out at the show.
Yeah.
So tell me about some stuff that you liked.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna zoom in on Cookies here because they had a phenomenal booth. I think Cookies is really the brand pioneer in the cannabis industry, and they actually finally have cookies. So I got to sample a few of their different flavors. I think it was the macadamia chocolate that was really bomb. But yeah, the flavor of the cookie was really, really good. So it was ultimately just, you know, it was nice to see them coming out with, you know, still staying relevant. Everybody knows Cookies. Everybody knows Burner. Huge influencer for us. Shout out to you, Burner. Great job on the panel. And also I want to kind of talk about some of the booths that stood out to me. Sonoma Pacific. You guys had a great booth, but not only that, the engagement that we got. Shout out to Seamus. I think you really get what we're looking for. And partnering and collaborating with distribution companies that really understand our needs. And really what we're trying to focus on here is cleanliness. So this is a quick plug, sorry for the interruption, but Cultivated Genetics, like, we're putting so much investment into keeping our clones clean. It's all what happens after it leaves our facility. Is there a transport company that's going to take the time to ensure that it's pest and bug free? Are they going to take the time to ozone it for us? I mean, these are some of the things that we're thinking about to ensure that all the work that we put into keeping our clones clean through, you know, tissue culture starts and, you know, running all these beautiful and strict SOPs to keep our facility clean. What about the transport? So that's really where we got some engagement from Seamus, and he's, you know, he's open to seeing what it's going to take to make sure that we can deliver our product clean. So right back at it.
Awesome. You know, I wanted to talk to you about Allison Rowe also. Zoom in on that. Pot is the new coffee. Man, is it not? Do you remember in the 90s when coffee just took off? Everyone was like, you know, hitting Java City or hitting their favorite little pub before, you know, big corporate guys came in and took over. She's so right. Like, you know, take a look at your brands and, you know, decide what you want to do and how individual you're going to be, because whoever you are is who you're going to speak to in the market. And there's plenty of us out there that are individuals. And she totally gets that. And that's one of the things I love about coffee. Go into a coffee shop, there is fucking, stand in the line, you're, you know, behind 10 people and you hear everyone's getting 10 different things their way. That's what this industry is going to be about, you know, getting your shit your way. So, you know, not everyone is going to identify with Select, not everyone's going to identify with Himalaya, not everyone's going to, you know, identify with Hotbox, but they're going to find their own special place. That was one of the cool things about Hall of Flowers, was there were so many extractors, right? And if I was an extractor, I'd be like, man, this is overwhelming. But you know what? Each extractor had their own special way of doing things. And that's going to connect with people that are really into this. They're not just drinking the light beer. You know, they're really in it for the craft. I want to speak about Biscotti right here. This is Biscotti. It's his car. This is Luca. He's actually out of Italy, I believe, originally. Or he traveled abroad. But when he saw a hole in the market for bubble hash. He was like, man, I fucking love bubble hash. I want to do it right. All over the world we go, get that hard stick hash. So he's connecting with growers and picking up some killer high-end, high-quality strains to then convert into his high-end craft hash. And that's freaking beautiful. I wanted to talk about Elevate. They're a dispensary out of Mount Shasta. Ollie, he's the owner. I talked to him for a while. I really liked what he was doing too. You know, he wasn't just so much about like, I'm just gonna put product into my dispensary and sell it to whoever comes by because, you know, we're one of just a couple dispensaries in Shasta. No, he was there hand-picking specific what he thought was going to service his area the best, like what they really wanted, what they were asking for. And I thought that was nice. That was nice to see, not just someone that's just ordering off a list. So I want to give a shout out to him. And then I met these guys, Sticker Farmer. I met Ben Pichetti out at the show also. He gave me some stickers to show what their work were.
That's a great little marketing piece here.
Yeah.
Just gives a full display of all their capabilities, not all, but you know, just a good,
yeah,
good little sample of it.
Yeah, so you know, this is a big deal. So just talking to future Hall of Flowers people, have stickers at your booth. Because here's one of the things, man, you know, I snowboard, I skateboard, you know, I put stickers everywhere. We have display cases and whatnot. This is good, man. These are getting slapped up every place. Great freaking advertising. Kind of lends to if you're going that lifestyle brand. And someone sees your freaking sticker on my snowboard, they're like, oh shit, man, that's legit, okay? Some legitimacy.
Speaking of legitimacy, I'm sorry to interrupt Mark, but we got a great chance to talk to David at Weed Maps. David, if you're watching, great chatting with you, man. But it was really interesting to hear your perspective of what the challenges are from some of the companies that are trying to build brand representation. And I think companies like Weed Maps are really doing a great service to the cannabis community, ultimately because you're helping them understand the demographics and the marketplace for these types of products to get out there. But one of my biggest takeaways that I learned from you was that everybody has skepticism around the brand and how they brand it. But the biggest takeaway was, you know, like your brand is unique to you. So whatever that might be, follow it. And that's where everything's going to kind of come into place. So keep doing what you're doing, man. We can't wait to follow up with you and get our cultivated genetics out there soon on the market.
I got to ask real quick. Sergio.
Yeah.
Are we sideways on everyone's phone right now?
Yeah, everyone should be tilting you over.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know how going live works. I don't think I've gone live before.
Well, the cool thing is if you're recording in this mode and you mirror it or Apple Play it on your TV, it'll actually go full screen. Okay. It won't be like that vertical square.
Killer. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, you know, big points for Hall of Flowers. What kind of feedback would you have for future people going out to Hall of Flowers or putting up a booth or just attending?
Hands down, you got to attend. If you are a business professional in the cannabis industry, this is the event to go to. I mean, it's very business centric, a lot of B2B. We made so many connections. Put yourself back in the .com days when you could be walking a trade show and be talking to the founders of these major businesses. Think about it, right? Like you're walking around chopping it up with Mark Zuckerberg or whoever it might be, right? Like these are the type of events. We're on the pioneering front of history. And this is really where it's going to be starting off. So if you do have the opportunity to check out Hall of Fame the next go around, I heard something about the, I think, end of the year they're going to have one. But I think there's also going to be one down in Long Beach. So I'm definitely looking forward to participating in that one.
Yeah.
By that point, Cultivated should be up and running and have some clean clones to put out on display. But really about collaboration. If you wanted it, if you want to be in the industry, if you want to learn about the industry, this is the show. Hall of Flowers did a great job putting it together. Very organized, very professional. You obviously took care of us and supported the suppliers to ensure that their message was put out there. So, that was it. My biggest takeaway really was the amount of passionate people that we met in this industry that are like-minded. That's the kind of people that we want to form alliances with and collaborate with. Our main mission is to provide value. I mean, how do we do that? It's really by just showcasing and making these connections. So, that was it.
Yeah.
What about you?
So, Hall of Flowers, killer after party after day one. You know, they took care of us. It was open bar at the restaurant we went to. The restaurant took care of us. The food was excellent. They really did a good job. Picking a restaurant that was going to represent them the best. However, I had so much fun, was so well taken care of, that the next morning I had a pretty sizable hangover. So I want to say thank you to The Good Company. They've got a killer CBD water coming out. I believe it's going to be in Target and other stores in the next 2 weeks to 1 month. So be looking for that. It's hemp based. But I'll tell you what, I tried everything to get rid of that hangover. Oxygen bar, you know, all kinds of stuff. But what really cured it was that can of CBD water, man.
That's
hydrated
it.
Me, got me, I was solid. I was actually ready to party more after that.
Shout out to Bloom Farms. That oxygen bar with the infused terps was amazing. I had a great experience with that. That actually really helped me out too. So great presence out there. Mm-hmm. But I think that's it, man. We're going to wrap it up here, but just wanted to say again, appreciate all the suppliers.
Farms.
That's it. Yeah. Everybody. I mean, there's so many products out here, so many brands. Keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate you. Love it.
Thank you. Take it easy, guys. Cultivated.
Cheers, guys.